Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We should get a farm bill in January, and it appears that we now have a budget. That helps because now the Ag Department will know how much money the department has to spend. Let's keep the pressure on and get it done. The subject that I want to focus on today has not had enough attention in my judgment. We all know how important trade is to the ag industry. We're in the process of negotiating a free trade agreement with the European Union. The Economist magazine tells us that a free trade pact has never had such support in Europe as it does today. So, where do we start? Tariffs are already very low. So what is there to do? Regulatory barriers must be dealt with. They are very severe. And here's an example of how severe they are. U.S. approved cars cannot be driven on European roads until they have special review and inspection by the European regulators. I think we all know that agricultural trade has long been a major area of U.S.-EU contention. They've used regulations as non-tariff barriers to protect their agriculture for years. I remember when they forced the inspection of all of our meat processing plants. And today they're blocking a host of GE crops. The list is long. Now, just as the trade talks get underway, Europe has taken new steps in the wrong direction. The European Commission has laid out a set of new rules that could effectively ban a third of U.S. agricultural exports. The new rules would ban the importation of fruits, vegetables, and grains when even the tiniest residues of so-called endocrine disruptors are detected. Now, I don't pretend to be an expert on this subject, but our scientists tell us that detection methods can now register trace residues in such minute quantities, as a practical matter, compliance will be all but impossible to achieve. Leading scientific journals have accused the EU Commission of acting contrary to science. If the major challenge of the trade negotiations is harmonization of regulations, then promulgating unscientific rules that look like a smokescreen for protectionism could destroy our highly promising trade talks. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.